It's 99.7 DJX. Good morning, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Hi there, Kelly.
Hello.
I got to be honest. I did something yesterday that I have never done yet in this new building.
Okay.
It was like Mission Impossible, Kelly. I walk out. Into the hallway. That's where our restrooms are located. Ours was.
I knew it was going to have something to do with the bathroom.
Ours was being worked on. Maintenance, right? Okay. And so I was like, okay, well, it was a stall situation, if you know what I mean. So I was like, all right, well, I could wait, or we were on the sixth floor, and I could just investigate other floors.
They do have them on other floors.
They do.
I'm guessing.
So I went up one floor. I decided, you know what, I'm going to go up rather than down, maybe work out a little bit, you know, with the steps.
So you took the steps?
Yep.
Okay.
I took the stairs. I know.
Okay.
I took the stairs up one level.
Were you hoping to not be seen?
I was, kind of.
Oh, okay.
Because it felt like I was intruding.
Like you were trespassing.
Yeah, it did.
The floor, sir.
It did a little bit. Right, exactly. I was maybe a new face, a new body, a new person on a floor that people are like, oh, I don't recognize that person. What's this person doing wandering around our floor? You know? So I get up one floor, go to the men's restroom. Both stalls are in use. I'm like, wow, okay. So I leave.
Yeah.
It was one of those awkward moments where you just open the door, you see that both stalls are shut, and you just close the door. You're like, I'm not even going to go in and pretend.
Yep.
I'm just leaving.
Exactly. And no one's going to know you were there.
Yeah, no one's going to know.
You find another floor, sir. That's not
so I go up yet another floor.
Yeah.
And
there's probably less people on the top floor, right?
And so
the
I go up to floor 8, and I walk to the men's restroom. There's someone in there using the urinal, and for whatever reason in my brain, I felt weird about going into the stall. So I just walk up next to him.
Oh no!
And
that's not what you needed to do.
Well, Kelly, I know that, but I don't know why in my brain I thought, you know what? It would have been so easy just to duck into a stall. He wouldn't have even seen who it was. His face was turned away. He wouldn't have known. But instead, I go and I stand next to him at the urinal.
Oh, no.
And so he finishes up, washes his hands, leaves. Then I feel comfortable enough with the bathroom completely empty.
Okay. Yes.
To go use the stall.
That's the way I prefer it.
Yes.
Completely empty.
I know. I was. And even while I was in there, I'll tell you, floor 8, there are a lot of people using the restroom because it was a revolving door.
It was hopping.
Yeah, people were in and out while I was in there. And I was like, all right, well, I have to try to figure out a way to now get out without being seen.
Oh, gosh.
So I, you know, leave, wash my hands, walk out the door, and sure enough, someone's coming in, and we exchange the awkward, like, hello, hello,
head nod,
hi,
hello.
Hi there, mm-hmm. hi, mm-hmm. you know, yep, Bob, sales, yep, hi, yes, I work in the building over there, you know.
Oh my God,
I just
stop talking.
I felt such an imposter, like I was invading.
You were an intruder.
Yes, I was invading their floor.
Uh-huh.
To do my business.
You know what the best feeling is? When you open that door and the hallway's dark because there's motion sensor lights. So you know no one's been there for a while.
Oh, yeah.
You know it's empty.
Yeah.
And then it's like, then it's the press for time. Like, I got to get in and get out before anyone else
100%.
Comes in here.
100%. Yeah. I know. So like I said, other than the person that I passed on the way out, I was relatively
undetected.
And the guy at the urinal when I walked in.
Right.
I had the weird.
He doesn't know what happened.
He doesn't know
the aftermath.
He doesn't know. He doesn't know that I was an intruder from another floor.
Exactly.
And you know what? Honestly, I would feel weird if someone from another floor came and used my restroom. I'd be like,
how
hey.
How would we know, though? We
I don't
know.
Kelly, okay. I don't All know. Right. I don't okay. know. But it's just, again, it's in my brain, and I'm like, listen, you have your own floor. You keep your mess on your own floor. This is for us.
We don't know all the people that work across the floor from us.
No, of course we don't.
Okay.
But it's the principle of it, Kelly.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay.
So again,
have you figured out the best times?
Yesterday, no. It's okay. Whenever nature calls. I don't know.
Oh, okay.
So again, I felt like an absolute intruder. So here is my sorry to floor 8.
Oh my God.
Let me just apologize to floor 8 that that you had an intruder yesterday.
Can I point out that floor 8 would never have known? And now you're running the risk that some of them are listeners.
No, that's impossible.
You're running the risk.
Nah, that's impossible, Kelly.
Uh-huh.
Barely.
And you just outed yourself.
Well, then maybe I'll see some new people floating around floor 6.
They're
going, you know
to
what?
Be on
retaliation.
Oh,
retaliation.
That's not what we need.
We're going to go blow up your restroom now.
Oh, my God. I don't think
these are things I think about.
Please stop.
Stop
please
thinking?
Stop. Yes.
Stop thinking.
Okay. Yes. Okay.
So, hey, how was your day?
Great.
All right. Fantastic. I got a chance to hear the new Olivia Rodrigo Vampire yesterday. And, yeah, banger.
Okay.
Yeah.
So
she's coming
up to the hype.
Yeah, so she's coming out. She just announced that she's got a follow-up to Sour, Guts, on the way September 8th. And her first single, Vampire, going to be coming out on Friday. So we'll have it for you all day Friday and this weekend. I think you'll like it. I mean, again, she's kind of like, she's continuing a little bit of the angst.
Okay, so we're still bitter?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm here for it, too.
Okay. Still working it out.
Yeah. Hey, you know what? I just like to sit on the sidelines and you know, eat my popcorn and watch it all go down.
Okay, then.
All right. So, yeah, be listening for Vampire all day on Friday and this weekend. A new Olivia Rodrigo here on 99.7 DJX. So that's pretty fun. All right. Coming up next, since Maury Povich just announced a new DNA kit, we decided, why not play a fun little game? Right?
It's a perfect opportunity.
Yep. You are not the father, or you are the father, or some sort of game like that.
All of it. Yeah.
Anyways, we'll play coming up here next on 99.7 DJX.
At TheBenAndKellyShow.com.
All right, so I don't know if you saw this. Maury Povich launching an at-home paternity test called The Results Are In.
I mean, it only makes sense.
You are not the father. Yeah.
I mean, hopefully there's a little button that you can push that says either you are or you are not the father. He says, I've seen firsthand how DNA testing can change lives and bring families together. We're making it easier and more affordable. You're right. He had a talk show that was kind of his thing for years and years and years, was doing paternity tests.
Yes. That is like the centerpiece of his show. The show was on for like 31 years, but for like the last 20, that was really the centerpiece of, you know, revealing these answers and then the explosive aftermath and all the things. So, yeah, they should probably include like a little explosive aftermath button you can push that has like a big reaction to the news.
All right, so I thought we'd play a fun little game, all right?
Oh, okay.
I have some clips from old Maury Povich shows.
Oh, gosh.
You're going to hear the setup, and then, Kelly, you need to reveal or then you need to determine whether or not he is or is not the father.
Oh, gosh. Okay.
Here is the setup. Keith telling his story.
Tana and I met on the internet. Soon after that, we moved in together. We had a good relationship until she had that baby. After China brought Keelan home, my best friend Jose came to see the baby. As soon as he left the house and I walked outside, a lady came up to me saying the baby's Jose's. Then I went for a walk and a guy told me the baby was Jose's. The next day, 3 more people told me the same thing. That baby is Jose's.
Until
those prove something different, I stand by how I feel.
Okay.
Oh,
so
gosh,
Kelly,
Jose's.
Is it either Keith's or is it Jose's?
I feel like it's Jose's.
Is Keith the father? Yes
it's
or no?
It's Jose. He's not the father. It's Jose's because everybody says it's Jose's.
All right. So you were saying Keith is not the father.
Not the father.
Here's Maury Povich.
When it comes to two-month-old Keelan, Keith, you are the father.
Oh! Oh! Wow!
Well, everybody thought it was Jose.
Oh, my gosh. Nope. It was actually Keith. All right. Oh. Here we go. Here's the next one.
Okay.
Here's Picardo.
I lost my virginity, Quintara. It was my first time. I never thought I could get a girl pregnant. I never thought I could be in that situation. I'm not ready to be a dad. I think I'm too young, and I have stuff that I want to do in the future. I'm doing good in school. Because I'm so good at school, I like to teach other kids, and I like to mentor them. If I'm the father of this baby, I will have to give up everything that I like to do.
No.
All the kids my age will be having fun, and I have to spend all my time and money on the baby.
Okay, Kelly, is Picardo the father? If he is, he's going to have to give up all these things like mentoring and everything.
First timer, too.
Yeah.
I mean, life lesson learned here, kids.
I mean, it's life coming at you fast. Could
it
be.
It is. Yeah. Okay, I'm going to say not the father.
All right. Kelly says, not the father.
Are you ready for this?
When it comes to one-month-old Peyton, Picardo, you are not.
Not the father!
Wow! Oh, everybody's happy for Picardo, and now we're all guessing who is the father.
Oh, my gosh.
That's an unanswered question.
He can live his life now. He doesn't have to give everything up.
Okay. But also, maybe don't do that again. Until you're ready to be
Life dead. Comes at you fast.
Uh-huh.
All right, one more.
Oh, gosh.
All right, Kelly, you have one right and one wrong.
Uh-huh.
In the not the father game.
Why don't we play this on Father's Day?
I know, right? We should have.
We missed the window.
Thanks to Maury Povich launching his at-home paternity test. Here we go. We're going to introduce you to Al.
In the beginning, me and Maisha was like peaches and cream. I loved her so much that I even proposed to her. As time went on, I found out Maisha really is a liar. She was trying to trap me, and using those kids was a perfect way to do it.
Oh.
Maisha tells she'd be going to the store, but she really hang out in the corner with a bunch of steps. I really think she's a prostitute. So I'm 100% sure. Not one, not two, but three of those kids are not mine.
Okay, so he's saying three kids are not his.
Oh.
Wow. Okay.
Okay, so did we test for all three kids?
Yep, we sure did. So is Al the father?
I'm going to say he's not the father of at least one. Right? We have like three, right?
Okay,
so there could be multiple answers on this one.
Yeah, I guess so. So you're saying
at least
yes
one he's
on
not
two,
the father of.
Yes on two, no on one.
Okay.
Is that what you're saying?
I'm kind of saying it as a blanket answer. At least one he's not the father of.
Okay. Yeah.
I want to stay vague to give myself a winning answer.
Oh, I was going to say, Kelly's trying to be right here. Okay, so at least one. All right.
Uh-huh.
Is Al the father?
When it comes to three-month-old Emil, when it comes to one-year-old Kalen, and when it comes to four-year-old Kyla.
Oh, my gosh. He lumped them all together.
Oh, he did.
He lumped them all together.
Oh, I thought there were going to be separate answers.
Al, you are not.
Again.
It's at this point that we should probably mention, I think most of the couples on the Maury show were paid actors.
So again, I hope that along with the results are in home paternity tests, you get from Maury Povich either a button that says,
"You are not the best."
Or
it should include that with the reaction.
Yeah, exactly.
That's really what you need.
Exactly. Or the other side.
You are the father.
Yes.
Oh.
We need both. We need both in the paternity test. All right. So hey, thank you for playing that fun little game, Kelly.
It was a fun little game.
Setting the bar stories, Kelly.
Examples of what not to do or situations we hope you don't find yourself in.
I guess we can all be lucky this janitor didn't work at a hospital. Because if you can manage to make it through the day without unplugging a refrigerator because of some annoying beeping, wiping out over 25 years worth of research, you're doing okay.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Oh, oopsies.
So,
we don't ask someone first?
Well,
like, hey, is this necessary?
Apparently this janitor unplugged a freezer at a lab because he was, quote, annoyed that it was beeping.
You're at a lab. did he not understand certain other things? It's not someone's sandwich in there.
Yeah, this caused the temperature to slowly rise from minus 112 degrees Fahrenheit to minus 25, enough to wipe out 25 years worth of research.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, it was a super cold freezer holding cell cultures, samples, and other research elements. The cleaning company is now being sued because more than $1 million worth of damages.
That sounds
happened.
Pricey. That yeah. sounds pricey. Yeah. When you say 25 years of research, that sounds like it's tough to put a price tag on.
Right.
It sounds pricey.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh.
I mean, could you imagine this guy just like in there, the hum and the whir of
I was just trying to clean the floors, and that thing was really annoying.
He was like, man, I'll tell you, if that thing beeps one more time, I'm just going to here's what happened. He probably unplugged it. He was like, I'm going to plug it right back in as soon as I finish mopping these floors.
It'll be fine.
And then he forgot.
Probably.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. You know what? I am never going to assume, especially in a space that I don't work in and don't know what things do. I'm not going to start unplugging stuff. I don't understand.
Oh, shoot. So again, setting the bar. If you can manage to make it through the day without unplugging a refrigerator because of some annoying beeping, wiping out over 25 years of research, you're doing okay.
I get it. He was probably there after hours. Nobody was there for him to ask.
Right.
But you just, after the fact, say, hey, there's this really annoying beeping there. You might want to tell them to look
listen,
at that.
You do That's what 99.7% of all people do nowadays. You just put your earbuds in.
Yes. You just listen to some tunes. You do your cleaning. You go about your business. We don't start unplugging things. We don't know what it does.
There you go. That's your Setting the Bar story on 99.7 JX. Skinny.
Enter that at WDJX.com and you're in to win the trip of a lifetime on 99.7 DJX.
All right, let's get to your phone tap.
Oh my God, who set you up to this?
Here comes another Ben Davis phone tap on 99.7 DJX.
Yeah, well, Mary set us up. My husband and I have cell phone plans from two different companies, so I've been talking to him about switching to a shared family plan from the same provider to save us some money.
Okay.
For some reason, though, my husband, Brian, hates the idea. He likes his plan and his company, and he doesn't adapt to change very well.
That right?
Hope you can have a little fun with one of your hilarious phone taps.
Yeah, so Robert Hassenpepper works for the cell phone company and needs to talk to Brian about a new plan his wife signed them up for.
Uh-oh.
Welcome to your phone tap.
Hello?
Hi there, good morning. May I speak with Brian or Mary, please?
Yes, it's Brian.
Hi, Brian. Robert Hassenpepper. Cellular service. I'm just getting back with you on the info on the shared family cell phone plan you requested.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That must have been my wife. She wants to switch our plan. I don't really know anything about it, and she's not here right now, so...
Oh, that's fine. That's fine. I think we've got everything squared away. I just need to go over what you're getting with this new plan. It'll only take a minute.
Oh, yeah, sure. Go ahead.
All right. Well, it looks like you're going with one of our most popular sharing plans. It's the Share It All plan. Only $150 per month for the both of you, and that includes your two smartphones, 700 shared voice minutes per month, plus 6 gigs of data to share, and unlimited texting.
Okay, yeah, just a minute. I understand sharing a certain number of voice minutes and data, but how can you share unlimited texting?
Oh, it's shared texting, you see, since both of you are on the Share It All plan. Everyone on the plan shares the same texting inbox.
I can see my wife's text and she can see mine?
Well, sure. Yeah, it's a family plan. You have two phones, but you're sharing one line.
But if someone texts something to my number, then why would it deliver to her phone?
Well, again, sir, this is a sharing plan. Most couples love this. When either of you sends or receives a text, it shows up in both phones, and the phone line is shared, so only one of you can talk at a time, though you could technically be on the same call together.
Hold on. This is like one of those party lines that people used to have in their homes?
Well, sort of, but you're not sharing the line with neighbors or strangers. You're sharing it with your wife. It's the Share It All plan. I don't see what the problem is.
Look, I don't think my wife fully understands what we're getting here. We need to put this on hold right now until I can talk to her. We don't need to be reading each other's texts and stuff.
Why is that? Do you have something to hide?
Excuse me?
Well, obviously there's something you're trying to hide from your wife. Maybe something deeper here than a phone plan. She chose the share it all plan, so she clearly doesn't mind sharing with you. Why don't you want to share it all with our share it all plan?
Can you stop saying share it all plan? This should have been called the overshare plan. It's crazy. Who wants to share a phone line and text? It's not because I've got something to hide from my wife. And really, it's none of your business anyway. You are extremely out of line, buddy. Pal.
My name's Robert.
What?
Well, it's Robert, not pal.
All right. Listen, I've heard enough of this. We are not interested. No plan is worth it.
Oh, did I mention that each phone comes preloaded with an app to listen to 99.7 DJX Radio?
What a bonus.
What?
This isn't the cellular company, Brian. It's Ben Davis and Kelly Kay here at 99.7 DJX. And Mary set you up for a little phone tap today.
Wait, Mary? Mary did what? I'm on the radio?
Yeah.
Hi there.
You can keep your own line.
Oh, hi, Brian.
Fine.
Yes, and your secrets from your wife. It's fine. Thanks for being a good sport. There you go. That is your phone tap.
Oh, my goodness. Could you imagine sharing everything?
Like,
how annoying would that be?
That's the first thing that came to my head.
It's annoying.
I'm thinking about all the nonsensical texts I send, and she would get them all.
But my husband's business, like all of his clients. Yeah. Oh, could you even imagine? You couldn't even imagine. Oh, my gosh.
You respond to one like, hey.
Oh, yes. Let me see if that showing is available.
Hey.
Sure, we'll lower the price.
Right, exactly. Feel good, Kelly King.
So 13-year-old Anthony Gonzalez started this business calling himself the Garbage Kid.
All right.
He charges $10 to clean trash cans around his Houston neighborhood, and it takes him about 40 minutes to get one done.
Oh, wow.
Because he's a perfectionist.
Sure.
And no, he's not raising extra money for him to spend on himself. He wants to buy sports equipment for kids in need.
Uh-huh.
He's a baseball player and an Astros fan. So how has business been?
Popping. A lot of people.
Popping.
Really good. First, I thought they really wouldn't be that hard to clean. It would be really easy, but that changed as soon as I washed my first one. One of the trash cans I did smelled like my dog when it came back from outside. Definitely not a good smell.
Yeah, so, I mean, he can, like, climb in there. He, like, tips it over, and, I mean, he's in there scrubbing and scraping. There's, like, lots of stuff that bakes in that Houston heat, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so no easy task, but he is gaining lots of popularity. He's, like he says, his business is popping, and he's offering, you know, some free services if any of the Astros want to hit him up. He's like, I'll clean yours for free.
There's an opportunity to meet some famous ball players there.
Exactly. Enterprising young man. See the story, WDJX.com.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
We're keeping her anonymous. Her name's Ann. Hey, Ben and Kelly. I've got an issue I'd like some advice on. Started working for a small company a few months ago. Our office shares a floor with a much larger firm. Now, I'm being treated for a kidney function problem.
Mm.
One of the side effects is that I urinate more frequently than most people. It hasn't affected my life until now. The restroom is on the other side of our office, in plain view of the desks for the other firm. Mm. The fact that I go to the bathroom every hour or two has begun to draw some attention. People trade glances whenever I head that way. And more than once, I've heard employees whisper about whether I have an eating disorder and stuff like that.
Oh.
If these were my coworkers, I would just be honest about my medical condition, but I don't even know them. I've become so self-conscious that I've started making excuses to walk to the nearest public restroom outside of the office building, which is two blocks away.
Oh.
Do you have any advice for how I can tactfully handle this without drawing even more negative attention?
Well, I can tell that Anne doesn't work in our building. Otherwise, she would just do as I do and use a different floor.
Go to another floor, yeah. Doesn't sound like that's an option.
Be an imposter on another floor.
An imposter. Listen, you work in the building.
I know.
You technically can use anything in the building.
Yeah, but you feel like an imposter when it's not, quote, yours, right?
Well, you
it's
do.
It's not on your floor.
You do.
Anyways, we're getting away from Ann's situation here.
Exactly.
Yeah, she doesn't want to walk two blocks
yeah,
to
far.
A public restroom, which she shouldn't have to.
No, you know what? But Kaylin has a good suggestion. Maybe start carrying a big water bottle or tumbler of the sort to make people think you're just drinking a lot of water.
You know what? That's not a bad idea.
I mean, hydration, that is real. Like when you are drinking that much water, yeah, you're going to be going way more frequently.
Yeah, I had heard a long time ago, they're like, you know, as soon as your body like regulates the water that you're supposed to be intaking, like if you're trying to drink 96 ounces of water, 100 ounces of water a day, and you do that, at first, you're going to be using the restroom quite a bit because your body isn't able to handle all that. But then once your body regulates it, then you're not going to be going as frequently. And I can tell you, I have been doing that for a couple years and I still go a lot.
Yeah, I was going to say, yeah, I don't think that it's ever going to like, you're going to be able to go for like 5 hours if you're drinking a ton of water, which that's healthy.
Yeah. I like that suggestion from Kaylin. Another could be to talk to your manager and have your manager talk to their manager.
That is also
So I don't know, and then they could kind of keep you anonymous, but it's like, hey guys, worry about yourself sort of thing, you know,
exactly.
A conversation that their manager could have with them that you couldn't have with those employees without creating some sort of scene. But
yeah, people like, you know, Jennifer, just like you continue to do you. People don't know your situation. It's none of their concern. Many have health issues. You shouldn't have to explain yours to anyone, even if you did work with them. Don't be self-conscious. Just continue to go about your day.
Well, it's easy to say don't be self-conscious.
Yes.
It's harder in practice.
Right, when you are noticing the attention.
Yeah, exactly. All right, so if you've got a suggestion, maybe you've been in a situation similar to that or where, you know, you've had a work situation come up and how you dealt with it could probably help in this situation. 502-795-1997 is our number. So your calls, texts, and advice next. Group therapy. Anne has a condition, a kidney condition that requires frequent visits to the restroom, and this has made this awkward at her new company, not her coworkers, but because of where the restrooms are located at, it makes it awkward with the workers at the company in their shared workspace. So she's like, what do I do to like cut down on the awkwardness and everything and the whispers and the, hey, she's got an eating disorder sort of thing. Like they're thinking that
they're making assumptions about other conditions, maybe.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. Roxanne rolls in on text and says they can take this kid's advice.
Worry about yourself. Worry about yourself.
Worry about can yourself.
No.
Worry about yourself.
Worry about yourself. Yeah, that's what, you know, many people are saying. It's just like, you know what? You just got to let it roll off your back and you do you. They don't know what's going on. And, you know, you did suggest that maybe your manager speak to the manager of the other company and just kind of clue them in like, hey, your employees have kind of been, you know, giving some looks and whispers about one of our employees and here's the situation. And if you could just, you know, let them know what's going on, that'd be great.
Yeah. Yeah. And I don't know if you've had that conversation with your manager yet. If your manager, or your company knows about your condition.
Right. But, it's nobody's business.
Right. It isn't. And if that's something that you want to disclose to them, then that could be a way that, you know, you say, hey, look, this is the reason. And, you know, just if you could have their manager talk to their employees just about, hey, just make sure that you're doing your work and
worry about yourself.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, the fact that you're coming to us about this makes me think that you'd be comfortable with talking to maybe your manager about it and just, you know, putting it out there and say, listen, this is what's happening. And, you know, how do I handle that? Because it's really getting, you know, it's making me self-conscious. And then I'm kind of getting preoccupied with that at work. And that's not good.
Have you ever, used the restroom or, I already know the answer is going to be no. So I have done this before where I've gone in and there's been someone in there. And so I didn't want to use necessarily, the restroom. So I left and then I came back. And so it was like, there was other people in there. So it was like, I kept leaving and returning to the restroom because
they know what you're trying to do. You just want some privacy.
I just want privacy, right?
Right.
Right. And so I would leave and come back a couple different times, but every time there'd be someone there. And then finally I'd just be like, man, I'm just going to have to. Gonna have
by
to
the
do the thing, right?
Yeah,
exactly. So
take care of business.
I don't know, but I like the idea of the water bottle carrying that. If you want a little bit more of a
non-verbal way of kind of communicating, like, hey,
yep,
I drink a lot of water. Mind your business.
Yeah,
worry about yourself.
Yeah, as this kid says,
worry about yourself.
Yep, there you go. There you go. Or put that on T-shirt and then wear
that.
Yeah,
for sure. All right. Hey, good luck. That is Group Therapy on 99.7 DJX. What are your relationship prerequisites? First of all, Jacqueline, I'm going to need you to settle down real quick because she texts in and says, can I request that Ben say prerequisite 5 times fast on the air?
Listen, that is really difficult to say. He is so far doing well, but you are flirting with danger.
Listen, prerequisite. I could say
can
that.
We say prereq? Prereq. We could short it.
Prerequisite. I got it. Prerequisite.
You got it.
Prerequisite.
You got
prerequisite.
It.
Prerequisite. Come at me.
Take that.
Come at me, Jacqueline.
Take that.
I'm a professional broadcaster.
Wow. That was pro level skills. Okay, breathe it out.
All right. Sorry. I had a moment.
Okay. So what are we even talking about?
Relationship prerequisites.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
All right. Do you have them? What's the deal? Do you think you maybe, or did you figure out you had one after you went on a date?
I have to think way back to when I was dating,
yeah.
And I feel like the main one was heartbeat.
You weren't that desperate. Listen, Kelly K, come on, give yourself.
I got to be in my late 20s and I was getting a little bit, I whittled it down.
Listen,
I narrowed it down a little bit.
Yourself a little bit more credit there.
Okay.
There were plenty of gentlemen who were wanting a little of the Kelly K pie, but there was, I think your standards must have been just too high. Because
that's what it was.
The need for a heartbeat, there are plenty of guys who have heartbeats.
Uh-huh, yes. Okay.
But you
and
just...
I wanted them to be funny, too.
You just weren't giving them a slice.
Yeah, maybe. Good sense of humor. Yeah, this is a big one for me. I needed to be able to take you to, like, an event or a party, and you can function on your own socially. Like, you can work a room. I don't have to, like, hold your hand.
Right.
And you're not, like, awkward where you need someone to lead you through conversations with strangers.
Yeah, I think...
That was an important quality for me.
Interpersonal communication skills are
yes.
a big thing for a lot of people, I would imagine.
Yes. Just in general, social skills, being able to go to, you know, just to strike up a conversation with people maybe you don't know that well in a room where you're at an event, function, party, things like that.
Yeah, and I think, you know, maybe one of my relationship prerequisites was a sense of humor, too. It was like you had to be able to get me.
Right. You think I'm really funny.
You had to be able to understand, get me, be on my level of humor. And,
right.
And yeah. And
have a certain level of quirk.
Right. Because there were plenty of times where people would just kind of cock their head to the side looking at me like they were a dog. Like, what?
Uh-huh. Yes.
And I was like, come on. And then I'd have to explain myself and then that was just a turnoff, right?
That would not jive.
So this guy's gone viral with his story about a bad date with a woman who basically mocked him. Well, I'll let him explain.
So I went on a first date with this girl. We were getting along, and then she asked me, hey, what's your past relationship experience like? I was being very honest, and I told her, I've never had a girlfriend before in my life. And then she laughs a little, and then when we get home, I message her, hey, I had a good time. I'd love to see you again. And she never responds. And then I take a quick look at her Hinge profile, and I see that she's updated one of her prompts.
Oh, now here's where it gets a little...
Oh, no.
My most irrational fear is being someone's first girlfriend. What are people like me supposed to do? Were there relationship internships I was supposed to apply for or something?
I mean, he has a great point.
He does have a valid point.
Like what are you supposed to do here? Like,
was he supposed to lie? I've had a lot of girlfriends, man. None of them stuck.
I mean, none of them stuck. It was all them. It was their problem.
Leading up to you, babe. It's kind of a broken road.
Right, exactly. Like, what are you supposed to do? I guess what age is then appropriate, or I don't know. It's never because, 40-year-old virgin, the Steve Carell classic movie, right? It's, you look at that. It's like, hey, everybody's path is different. And
now I'm not going to completely fully fault her for being like a little nervous about being someone's first girlfriend as an adult. I get that. But then the going on the social shaming is not cool.
I think, yes, she could have at least gotten back to him and said, hey, I'm not ready to be your first girlfriend.
Or we just give it a shot. Maybe he's going to be the best boyfriend ever because he doesn't,
He doesn't have any baggage. Have any baggage. Right.
Exactly. He's like a clean slate. You can mold him into what you want to be.
And think of this. We're going to have to cut this younger generation a little slack when it comes to dating, because there were 3 years when you couldn't literally touch anyone, right?
That is true. And so, their relationships had to be on a screen.
Right.
That's going to affect how your interpersonal skills.
Right. And so we're going to have to cut them a little bit of slack here and, okay, not your first. That's fine. When did you have an opportunity before? So
do we need YouTube tutorials that they can watch? How to date in real life now?
Kelly, do you and I need to make these tutorials?
I'm not sure if we need to be the ones making those.
Lisa says, my relationship prerequisite is to leave me alone. Doesn't lead to many dates, but at least I'm happy. Now, Lisa, listen. So you don't want someone to pursue you. You need to go pursue the person.
She needs to be ready. I feel like she's just waiting for the right person, because that tends to change your perspective. You want to be, pursued by the right person.
Yeah. Yeah. So sassy gay friend Mike says, I'm 44, never had a boyfriend. Nothing wrong with me. LOL.
Yes. You just, either you know what you want. You haven't found it yet. You're really picky. You're not going to settle. Nothing wrong with that either. But I think, there's a couple of different ways to look at this. I don't think you tell this poor guy, stop being honest.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, I think if the ladies tend to just change their perspective, like, this could be a good thing.
Well, and she obviously wasn't right for him.
No, she was not.
Yeah.
Especially if she's going to get on social media and kind of put him on blast in a vague kind of low-key way.
Right, exactly. So relationship prerequisites.
Have a relationship before me.
All
get
right.
Some experience.
Yeah. All right. So, yeah. Anyways, what is your relationship prerequisite? Do you have one? Did you not know you had one until you went out with someone? Feel free. You can always text it in or tweet us at Ben and Kelly Show. Feel good.
66-year-old Grandma Gail Rogers, no stranger to being a lifeguard. In fact, truth be told, last time she got certified, gas was 33 cents a gallon.
No, oh.
It's been a little bit. It's been a minute, but she's got experience. Not her first rodeo.
Yes, she's got experience.
Long time ago. It's just,
heck yeah.
Okay, but when she heard that her community pool was going to have to close due to a lack of lifeguard, she's all right. You know what? Let's dust off these lifeguard skills. Let's get recertified. And let's save summer.
I thought, well, I did this lifeguard thing, maybe I can do this again, because I guess being a grandma, maybe my heart kind of leans towards kids and young couples, and it just kind of warmed my heart to be able to sit there and watch this. I got certified in CPR and AED usage. That's a great skill to have for anyone.
Yes, see, all the life-saving skills, not just jumping and swimming and doing all the things lifeguards have to do, right? Pulling you out, all the things. She knows how to save your life, and she's saving summer in that one Ohio community. Stop. Listen, I look at your face. You're about to make it awkward. Stop. We don't need to go down the path of what it's like to get mouth to mouth from grandma.
I'm
doesn't
just...
matter. It doesn't matter. She's saving your life. Whatever. You just,
you know, Gail's probably fit. She's kept up with everything. Gail, if she's getting recertified.
Grandma. She's a typical grandma. You can see typical. Her story.
All right.
At WDJX.com.
She'll save your life. She'll bake you cookies.
Oh, see? Look at that. All the skills.
All right. I love
it. I dig it.
All right. I don't know if you want to learn a new language. Maybe it's Italian.
Oh, yes. Ciao, bella.
Ay, mamma mia.
Okay. I don't know if that means anything.
You're supposed to do it while you exercise.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I guess while we're moving our bodies, our brains do a better job of understanding, memorizing, and permanently retaining new vocabulary words. So
I could see if, like, you're jogging, like you're listening to, you know, maybe take one of those courses.
Like a Duolingo or whatever.
Yeah, something like a Babbel, whatever.
Yeah.
And while you're running. But I think if you're trying to follow a workout regimen, though, like if you're doing weights or different movements, that might be difficult to concentrate on. The moves you're supposed to be following along on the exercise program versus learning the language at the same time. I feel like running is going to be the exercise you're going to have to do, right?
Yeah.
Maybe any, elliptical or riding the bike.
Maybe any exercise that isn't involving listening to an instructor.
Exactly.
Right.
Yes.
So that's probably, you're right. That's probably the case. So maybe you can learn Italian in the next, you know, 30 days in time to hit that trip to go see Harry Styles there in Italy.
Yeah, at least you learn some, like, usable phrases.
You went to Italy. Did you ever learn anything?
We had a book. We learned some phases, which, again, was a very
remember
long
any
time
of
ago.
Them now?
No, oh. Not at all. It was many, many years ago. We went in 2008, but it was, you know, 2 weeks, amazing trip. I did learn, don't go in August, because that is when they take lots of siestas.
Well, the trip is in July, so there you go.
Yes, that's good. Okay, so everything should still be open, and you're going to have to, they eat much later than we do here. Mm. Like, there is a time period between, like, noon and the whole afternoon, like, you can't get food anywhere because they shut it down for, like, afternoon naps or something.
Right.
So
just know that.
Just know. Yeah, some pro tips.
All right, coming up next, Gina has been out with this guy a couple times. However, he did something on their latest date, and we're going to have to get her on the phone to explain it in her words, because this may have been a deal breaker. As we dive into the DMs at Ben and Kelly Show on Twitter, Instagram, or Facebook, you can always DM us, shoot us your little question or comment or issue. And if you let us, we'll call you.
That's fun.
Good morning, Gina.
Good morning. Hey, guys.
Hey, so you sent us this email. Thank you for allowing us to call you.
Yeah, because we're like, we got to call her.
Yeah, exactly. Explain what happened.
Okay. I just need to feel validated in what I'm thinking right now about this guy I've gone out with, like, a couple of times.
Okay.
He's really cute, like, and we've been vibing. And our last date at this place, we were at his place watching TV. He threw me for a loop because he looked at me, he rolled up his shirt, and he says, "Tickle my tummy."
I'm sorry. Tickle my tummy?
He rolled up his shirt.
Oh, God.
He looked at me and said, "Tickle my tummy."
Gina, can you describe what his eyes looked like when he looked at you and said, "Tickle my tummy"?
He was serious.
Yeah.
His eyes, he just looked at me like...
like, I'm waiting. Are you going to start tickling?
No, he actually had, like... You've ever seen someone that was, like, real relaxed, like, and you just had that look, like give me a massage? It was like, like one of those type of, like, tickle my tummy. Like,
okay. What in the world did you say?
And that's what, listen, I was sitting here thinking, like, this is a grown man. Like, are you kidding me? Like, is he crazy? Okay, I'm like, is he serious at first, okay?
Uh-huh. Yes, so I was going to say, is he serious?
Yeah, I'm like, are you, but that's what I'm thinking in my head. Like, is he serious? So I'm like, tickle
what? Tickle your tummy? And I start laughing, right? And then he's looking at me like real assertively, and he's like, tickle my tummy.
Oh, wow. Okay, he's doubling down.
He's like ordering you to now.
Yeah, like almost like a command. And we're in the middle of watching television. Like, I'm like, wait, like you're a little girl?
That's exactly what my daughter says to me. Mom, tickle my back, tickle my back. Yeah, 1,000% that's what she
does. And I was laughing and I was rolling my eyes like you're a little girl. Like, come on, are you serious?
Right.
He got so upset, right? And then he dropped it. But he was just, like, awkward for the whole rest of the night until I left.
Uh-huh.
Like, I am so done. I am done, 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 done. Like, he was a total turnoff. So I just would like to know, like, am I nuts or was this over the line?
Because was that weird?
I mean, yeah, because I'm feeling like, does he need me to tie his shoes? Does he need me to cut up his food? Like, what else do you need me to do? Like, do you want me to tickle your belly like a little girl? Like, I mean, I don't know. Like,
listen, Gina, we have a saying on this show, let your freak flag fly.
And
he just showed you his freak flag. He was so comfortable with you that he decided, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to let her see a little bit of my freak flag.
Yeah. But I'm with her in how she reacted. Like, I would have reacted the same way. This is a grown man.
Gina, is that the weirdest thing any guy has ever asked you to do?
Ask me, yes. Done in front of me, no.
Oh.
Okay. All right, Gina, you've seen some things. It's clear.
Gina, I need to hang out with you and your friends.
You do need to spend much more time maybe off the air discussing some stuff, working it out.
Oh, my gosh. Well, hey, I don't know. I say, yes, maybe it was a turnoff for you, but I'm thinking of the guy and from his perspective, and he felt so comfortable with you that he was like, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to drop the old Captain Tickle Me pants.
But then clearly she laid out the line like, nope. That's not happening. And so he knows the line now.
Yeah, I don't know. Gina, I would almost give this guy another chance because I think he'd probably want to make it up to you because he probably knows that he crossed some sort of line. But
I'm a little afraid.
We have
just for us, we kind of need you to go out with him again.
Okay, if you put it that way, just for you, maybe one more time. But after that, if he says anything else weird, I am done. I am ghosting him.
I'm so curious.
Gina's like, I'm only agreeing to this because I called a radio show, okay?
Right, that's it.
All right. Huh. Well, Gina, hey, appreciate you talking to us. You've been a pleasure.
You. Thank you, guys.
And just so you know, our text line right now is blowing up. So
please, people, tell me, because I really think I'm going crazy.
Well, maybe there'll be some people sharing their own little incidents, and it'll make you feel like you're not alone.
Okay, yeah. I'm about to listen in.
All right.
Okay.
All right, Gina, thank you.
Thank you, guys.
All right.
Have a great day.
You too.
There is an early... Yes, there's an early theme emerging on the text line. A reference to Tickle Me Elmo. Is that who she's dating?
Because if you remember this doll, you literally tickled its belly.
Yeah, we had it.
Wow.
Maybe that's what she does. Maybe she buys him a present.
I don't know.
She buys him a Tickle Me Elmo.
Again, this guy felt so comfortable around Gina. I don't know if I accurately relayed that to her, that he was so comfortable in there just hanging out. He was like, you know what I need you to tickle my belly.
Ben, a couple of dates in, you're asking as a grown adult this woman to tickle your belly. That's what we're doing. Is that what we're doing?
Well,
it's weird.
Okay.
It's weird.
Listen, potato, potato.
Okay.
All right. I don't know if you have a comment or you want to share your little, like, when you realized that you had just unleashed a freak flag on the person that you were seeing or talking to.
I want to take it back now. I want to take it back.
Whoops, I accidentally released a freak flag on you. You weren't ready for that. It's all right.
I didn't mean it.
502-795-1997. That is our number. Would love to hear some of your stories and calls on that. Coming up next. So after Captain Tickle My Belly rolled in to Gina, and she was all freaked out about that on the, what, second date? When they were
second or third. She said they'd been out a couple of times. Vibing. Things were yeah. going well, and then they're hanging out at his house on the couch watching TV, and he's all like rolling up the shirt, Tickle My Belly.
Yeah, so she was a little bit weirded out by that, and we were like, hey, so when did you realize that you had dropped the whole freak flag on your partner or something like
they
that?
They were not ready for it.
Yeah, maybe they weren't ready for it. He calls our show all the time. It's been a minute, though. Andrew the Love Doctor, what's your thought on this?
He needs to run as far away as he possibly can at this moment.
He does or she does?
He does. No, she does. She does. Not him. Her.
Oh, yes, okay.
Yeah. Caller. No. No, run. No, and here's the thing. Seriously, guys. I mean, date number two? I mean, really? Come on. Uh-huh. If we've been together 10 years, I can see that. All right, whatever. You know, people do stupid stuff all the time, but no, there's no third date. There's no nothing. She needs to go away.
Okay, so we're right in feeling like this is weird.
It's not just weird. It's just wrong.
Well, again,
it's wrong.
Again, Andrew the Love Doctor, I think he just felt so comfortable around her that he was like, you know what? It's time for you to start tickling my belly.
Do we have that level of comfort, though, at this point in the relationship? I feel like no.
That Kelly is exactly correct. Date number two. That's like meeting at a coffee shop for the first time and going, hey, tickle my belly.
Andrew, the Love Doctor, at least you're not like this person who just texted our text line. You said guy referred to his little guy as Mr. Happy. Told me Mr. Happy liked me. Kept talking about him in the third person.
Oh, my gosh. That reminds me of how to lose a guy in 10 days.
What are we, 16, 15? Jesus.
Oh. Mr. Happy doesn't like when you use that tone with me.
Mr. Happy, me tickle me Elmo.
Yeah.
I mean, seriously.
Oh. Andrew the Love Doctor, thank you, buddy.
Okay.
Keep on loving, guys.
All right.
Man. What was the name that they use in How to Lose a Guy?
Was it Princess Sophia?
It's a Sophia. Oh
she named it Princess Sophia.
Yes. Oh,
we did get a message from Kay that said, coming from someone who ended up marrying someone with that little freak flag, give him another chance. So glad I didn't let the weirdness ruin things. Been married for 6 years and we have a beautiful family.
Oh, well, okay. Well, that's encouraging.
That's encouraging.
So, all right. Well, so then we did tell her to go on another date, right?
Yeah, we did.
We did.
Oh, then we got this message. After we spent our first night together, she told me, I hope this results in a pregnancy. I've always wanted kids.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, wow.
Wow.
Oh, wow. Oh, yeah. Kroll the Warrior King
is
what we ended up naming our actual pet snake.
Oh, my gosh.
I feel like that was the dog's name or something, right? And that little guy. Oh, my gosh. This is fantastic.
Okay. Well, hey, thank you for allowing this as an outlet for, releasing some of your freak flags. I think it's fine. We're good.
You know what? Yes.
Gina?
We did tell her to go on a date with him.
Yeah, go back out with him, you know?
Yes. Absolutely. You know, and somebody else texted that, you know, maybe that was just his way to try to like
break the ice.
Yes, to lead into intimacy. Maybe that was his little way to
catch my belly,
the gateway.
Little lower, right?
That part of the date. I don't know.
Who knows? Obviously, it didn't work. All right. Well, Gina, follow up with us if you would, please. That would be great. And that is diving into the DMs here, 9970JX. Setting the bar stories, Kelly.
Examples of what not to do or situations we hope you don't find yourself in.
Oh, my gosh. This involves a lock and a missing key, we'll say. All right?
Okay.
Maybe one of the worst times to actually break up with your girlfriend. So if you can manage to make it through the day without breaking up with your girlfriend while wearing a fun little device on your little guy that now your ex is in possession of the key to remove it, then you're doing okay.
What in the world? Oh, there's no picture, right? I'm not looking.
Well, I have a picture of the padlock that was around said
okay.
little guy.
Okay.
So Listen to this. Obviously, there's some embarrassment here, right?
Oh, sure.
He is unnamed. He bought the lock about 8 months ago. Wore it as a game with his girlfriend. Broke up with his girlfriend.
And he didn't think about that. He didn't sit there and think about that, that this is not the right moment. Let me get out of this first, and then we'll have a talk.
He spent the last 3 months trying to get it off after their relationship ended.
What?
So finally, after enough, pleading, his ex was like, okay, I guess I'm not that evil. Here's the key.
3 months later? That's pretty evil.
I don't know if he reached out to her initially or if he waited or what. I mean, if it's me, it's immediate. It's like, hey.
Yes.
Hey, by the way, we're no longer together and I'm going to need that key right now.
Exactly. Right now.
Right.
Because let's just go ahead and clean break.
But, you know, he's taking showers, Kelly. What do you think happened to the lock?
Oh, boy.
It rusted shut.
I mean, why are you even getting in the shower to begin with?
So listen,
you make it a priority.
Listen, he goes to the only place he knew to go, and that was a tattoo and piercing specialist.
Of course.
And they actually put it on their TikTok, but just like the view from the back of the guy, you know?
Oh my gosh.
And it shows the faces of the tattoo specialists and the and basically.
No.
It was a woman who helped him with this.
Oh, okay.
She explained that they eventually opened the lock with several carefully administered hammer blows.
Oh, my gosh.
She said.
Oh, could you even imagine?
No, I couldn't imagine, Kelly. No.
Oh, wow.
No,
No. Oh, wow.
She said, very carefully, we put the key in place and gave it a couple of hits with the hammer.
Oh, God.
It then came off.
Oh, your aim has better be spot on.
I know. It's like, man, I shouldn't have drank 4 cups of coffee this morning. A little shaky.
Okay, easy. Steady with the hand.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, so again, if you can manage to make it through the day without breaking up with your girlfriend while wearing a fun little lock on your little guy that is now in possession of your ex with the key that rushed shut and you can't get it off, then you're doing okay.
I have many, many questions.
I know.
Kelly, I will never have answered. I don't want them answered. Nope.
I don't know if we'll ever get an answer.
Nope.
I don't know if we ever will.
Nope. Although they may want to think about marketing a universal key for that kind of product.
Maybe.
For these particular instances.
Maybe. So there you go. That's set at the bar.
That's great.
On 99EJX. Oh, that makes me hurt inside. That does. That just, Kelly,
I have so many
questions.
I have questions.
Yep. Styles, STYLES. That is the winning word on 99.7DJX's All Access Summer, sending you to Italy to see Harry Styles. If you want, WDJX.com. Get that in before 10, and you're in to win. Another winning word at 1 with Ryan, and then again at 3 and 5 with Emily. And, you could be on your way. Get as many of those in as you can, BT Dubs. You know, we were talking about the fact that it was weird that the Celine Dion song, My Heart Will Go On, started getting a whole lot of streams, a spike in streams, right? Surrounding the tragedy of the submersible, right? That was diving for the Titanic. Well, at the same time, Netflix was releasing Titanic on their streaming platform July 1st. And people are all of a sudden going, wait, this is too soon. And I'm thinking, you know, if it's July 1st, you can't just turn that around super quick. Like there's got to be contracts signed and all that sort of stuff.
Yeah, that's what a lot of people are pointing out some people are pointing out with insider knowledge that they had this contract squared away months in advance or even longer. And it is the 25th anniversary. They released it in theaters again back in February, you remember.
Yes.
So I think that's why they were like, let's add it to the queue. Now, they couldn't have foreseen that something like this was going to happen.
Of course not.
But still, I think some people are like, well, okay, even so, delay it. Like, now is not the time. I get you signed a contract, but I think in good taste, you need to put the pause button on. Because people are saying this defies the boundaries of decency. This is leaping over it.
Well, you can read more at WDJX.com. But yeah, that is all very... There's a lot of questions still. So, and I want to say I haven't seen it myself, but I saw a screen grab of it on social media, so who knows. But there is already a documentary on the submersible.
Oh, that aired last Thursday. It aired Thursday night.
Okay.
Last week.
All right. That's what I thought.
Yes, in the UK.
Because at that point, it was still unknown as
exactly
to what was happening with it. Yeah,
they were airing it that evening. And I want to say it was like, I think, wasn't it Thursday that they had gone ahead and discovered that? So like by the time, it was like late afternoon, but by that evening, they were airing that documentary that was going to be covering the search and all the stuff. So who knows how that ended, because again, it aired in the UK. But yeah, they were Johnny on the spot with that.
Yeah, crazy. All right, guys, if you missed anything from the show, you can always catch up on the podcast. If I may, please take a listen to the dive into the DMs, because Gina has a story for you. Okay.
Yeah. And listening to her tell it is even better than I posted her message on Facebook so you can read it and then understand why we had to call her and talk to her about it.
Yeah, yeah. But you gotta listen to her say it. WDJX.com, click listen. All right, Kelly, anything else?
That's it.
All right, it is Wednesday, so no, it's not.
No,
never mind.
No,
it's Tuesday.
Oh,
okay, all right.
We were so close.
Have a good one. We'll talk to you Wednesday.
Okay, bye.